So this is a setting the bar story, which is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do, or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, we set the bar for your day pretty low. One of the most important parts of a wedding ceremony, probably the rings. I mean, if you're thinking of importance.
It is a major part of the ceremony.
Yeah, during the actual ceremony. So if you can manage to make it through the day without letting owls be your ring bearers, you're doing okay.
Oh, were they supposed to be trained? Have we practiced this?
So there's a couple in the UK. They had a wedding last month, and for some reason they had an owl serving as the ring bearer. It's a Harry Potter thing, apparently.
Oh, sure.
All right.
Absolutely.
Now we're talking about it in the setting the bar realm because things did not go according to plan.
Oh, no.
What do you think the owl with wings did with the rings?
I'm guessing the owl flew away.
Yes.
Oh, that is not great. They were hoping it would just deposit the ring in their hands, right? Perfectly on cue.
Yeah, so it took 7 hours.
Oh, gosh.
For the owl to come back.
Oh, gosh.
So apparently the wedding was in the abbey of a church, right? And okay. The owl flew up and perched itself on a windowsill very, very high up.
Okay, well, at least it was contained in the building.
Right.
It didn't just fly off and start a new life.
Yeah, the professional handler was trying to lure the owl back to earth with a piece of chicken, with anything, but it didn't work.
The professional handler needs to rethink what they're doing for a living. Because they don't seem like they're really good at their job.
Right. So, you know, at what point do you sit there and go, all right, well, let's just continue on with the wedding without the rings?
Because, I feel like pretty quickly, because how long are we waiting?
Right, because that's what they ended up having to do. They gave up and went on with the ceremony without the rings. 7 hours later, the owl returned with the rings, but it wasn't obviously until well into the night. So
were the rings like tied on to his little feet?
I don't know how they did it, The owl made off with the rings.
He's like, okay, fine. My fun is over. You guys can have your rings.
You can have your rings back. This is what you get for using me to be your mailman.
Exactly. Oh, dang it. Okay, so good note, though. If anyone else is thinking of having a Harry Potter-themed wedding, maybe this little component should not... just leave that out of it. Maybe.
I mean, do you use a rat instead?
No, I don't think so. I think maybe we take animals as the ring bearers out of the scenario. Maybe.
I mean, we've seen videos of dogs being the ring bearers, and those seem to go well.
Those tend to behave better than, say, the more wild species like owls and rats.
So, again, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting owls be your ring bearers, you're doing okay.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. So
they still got married and it was still great.
Yeah. I mean, really, the real work is put in after the wedding and making sure that the wedding goes well and your marriage goes well, you know?
Exactly. I mean, I was a little afraid that you were going to say this was an outdoor wedding and the owl just left.
Flew away, right?
Yes.
Right, exactly. Deuces.
And then good luck.
I'm free. I mean, unexpected things can happen at a wedding all the time. What
exactly.
Crazy unexpected thing happened at your wedding? I know, Kelly, you've said on the show before that the tux shop closed just a week before your actual wedding, right?
Yeah, well, 3 weeks.
Three weeks, right?
They were not the ones to tell me that. A new tux shop called and said, I'm now doing your wedding.
Hey, we've got your gig now. So,
but no worries, we've got the same thing. They did not.
Hey, they tried, you know?
I literally went to the mall to see the store completely closed. All the stuff was gone.
Oh my gosh.
And they did not call any of their clients. They just picked someone else to do it for you.
Yeah.
And they're the ones that broke the news. Like, wow.
So I remember when I was in a wedding, one of my friend's weddings, back in college, we didn't have tuxes until the week of. Like, I reached out to him. I was like, hey, am I supposed to get a tux? And he was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And he was like, oh, yeah. And it was like the week of the wedding. And,
wow.
and we're trying to get everything sized and
that sounds like his wife was like telling him, All right, you go ahead and take care of that. And he's like, understand.
I got
he had
it.
One job.
I know. He's like, I got it. And then it was.
He's handling everything else, and he has one thing to worry about. And he's like,
right. And that wedding was at a church that didn't have any air conditioning, and it was in the middle of July, and it was maybe 150 degrees. So it was.
Oh, that sounds miserable.
So what crazy thing happened at your wedding? 502-795-1997. We got some good stories to get to coming up next on 99.7 DJX.